Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to improve your English. My name is Rebecca. Well, this is our final day of the lesson called The Story of Jane Addams. We already learned that Jane had to have surgery. As a result, she spent 2 years in Europe. She returned to Chicago and bought a big house. She invited children to come and play there. Well, today we're going to find out what happens next. But as we go through the lesson, there are some questions I would like you to try to answer. First, where did Jane go to work? And what did Jane start? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson. And let's begin talking about Jane Addams. Come with me.
The Story of Jane Addams. The kindergarten grew, and other projects were initiated. Before long, whole house was filled with people who laughed and talked and learned new things. But as Christmas neared, the children stopped coming. Jane learned that during vacations, many children went to work in factories. For 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, they stood in crowded, airless rooms. Jane and her friends began writing the government. "Laws have to be passed against this sort of thing," said Jane. "Children have to be protected."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 initiate 这个动词 ,in 这个字首是指进入 ,it 这个字根是指进行。所以 initiate 就是指着手进行。例如 ,the principal initiated this after school program for students who need extra help with homework. 这位校长为了课业上需要额外帮助的学生开始了课后辅导计划。或者是 a series of reforms were initiated in the country's educational system. 这个国家的教育体制已经启动了一连串的改革。Initiate 也指开始或挑起。例如 ,who initiated the fight? 这个打架是谁先动手的？继续我们看的是 crowded 这个形容词，它原本是 crowd, 挤或者靠近这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指拥挤的或者是挤满人的，例如 This cafe is too crowded, let's go to another one. 这家咖啡厅太挤了，我们去另外一家吧。或者是 In a crowded and noisy living room, I could only nod at the host of the party. 在又拥挤又吵杂的客厅里，我只能跟派对的主人点点头。如果要说明挤满了什么，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ,the convenience store was crowded with students buying breakfast. 便利商店里挤满了要买早餐的学生。
6 days, can you imagine that, Rebecca? Working like that under those conditions.
Ooh, it's so long, long, long day. And sometimes we think 8 hours is a long day.
Right.
But 14 hours?
Exactly. But a lot of people were working under those conditions in several countries many decades ago, before the Industrial Revolution, before they instituted 8 hours work, 8 hours of recreation, 8 hours of play, right? And I'm glad that Jane Addams was a part of helping to get some laws passed about children working.
So we're going to be talking more about that shortly, but let's go to the beginning of our lesson where we learn a little bit more about this kindergarten. The kindergarten grew and other projects were initiated. So they started other projects in addition to this kindergarten. Before long, whole house was filled with people who laughed and talked and learned new things. And Gabe, do you like to laugh?
Yes, of course, Rebecca. Do you like to learn new things?
I definitely do. How'd you know?
Well, that's what we're here doing every day, Rebecca. We're learning new things with Studio Classroom, and that's something I do enjoy about Studio Classroom Magazine is that we're teaching English, but we're also learning new things ourselves about people and places and different things, right? So we're learning new things here, and it seems like people were doing the same at Hull House. It seems like it was a very lively place.
And we learn something else, though. But as Christmas neared, the children stopped coming. Okay, before we continue, let's talk about this word neared. And you see it right here on the screen, and you see it in your lesson. If something nears or gets nearer, that means it's getting closer and closer.
It's a simple word, right? But the reason we want to talk about it is because we usually see it as an adjective. That means close. It's near. It's close. Here in our lesson, it's used as a verb. So for another way to use it, maybe you're going to your school. You're driving to the school. Oh, we're nearing the school right now.
Or you could also say, mm-hmm. As the wedding day neared, Paul started to get extremely nervous. So that is, as his wedding day got closer, he got nervous.
Well, as my wedding day neared, I just got busier and busier. I didn't have time to be nervous.
Oh, yes, I remember those weeks, months, days. You were really, really busy as your wedding day neared. I don't know how you did it all.
Well, we did it. It was great. Hey, Rebecca, are we nearing the end of our program today? Is that why we're talking about my wedding?
No, Gabe. We're not nearing the end of the program, but we are nearing the end of discussing this word near, so let's continue.
Yeah, it's gone.
But as Christmas neared, the children stopped coming. Jane learned that during vacations, many children went to work in factories. For 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, they stood in crowded, airless rooms. And this is exactly what we were talking about when we first started.
It's so sad. It's vacation time. Christmas is right around the corner. Jane wants to play with the kids because it's the holiday season. But now they're gone. Now they're working 14 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Now, Gabe, it would be one thing if they were working in good working conditions where there was air conditioning and maybe only a few hours a day, and they were actually being paid a good amount of money.
Uh-huh.
But here, they're working 6 days a week, 14 hours a day in airless rooms.
Right.
They can't breathe.
Right. There's not a lot of circulation at all. The air is stifling, probably, okay? So these kids are not in good working conditions at all. So we continue here. Jane and her friends began writing the government. Good for you, Jane and friends. We can all do that. If you see there's a problem, you can write the government as well. Laws have to be passed against this sort of thing, said Jane. Children have to be protected. Well, let's talk for a minute about that phrase, to pass a law. What does that mean?
I'm glad you asked, Gabe. If you pass a law, that just means that, well, maybe someone proposed an idea for a new law. And now that proposed law has become part of the law in the land.
Right. And so here we're learning about they want to pass a law against these terrible working conditions for children, right? So you can pass a law against something, or the opposite is to pass a law in favor of something. For example, should a country pass a law in favor of same-sex marriage? Should a country pass a law in favor of legalizing marijuana or the use of guns? These are all different things that people want to pass laws about or pass laws in favor of.
That's right. I would love to keep talking more about this.
Yes.
But we may need to continue. On the other hand...
Your other hand or my other hand?
No, Gabe, no. We're going to learn more about this phrase in the
Info Cloud.
Hi there, friends. Today we're looking at two phrases that can be helpful when communicating opposing opinions or viewpoints.
The first phrase we've mentioned before on InfoCloud, on the other hand, this phrase contrasts two different viewpoints, arguments, or ideas.
For example, I might say the weather looks great for a hike, but on the other hand, I have a lot of work to do this weekend.
So here we're looking at a proposed activity from two different viewpoints. On one hand, the reason to go hiking, the great weather, and on the other hand, the reason not to go hiking, because you have to work.
Right. On the other hand implies that both arguments being considered are legitimate. It's basically saying, that's true, but what about this?
However, there are times when we don't think a statement is true, and that is when we use the phrase, on the contrary.
So if I said, it's too cold to go hiking today, Ken might say,
on the contrary, this cool weather is perfect for hiking.
Now, notice, Ken directly contradicted my opinion on what is good hiking weather. But as you could hear in Ken's tone, on the contrary, still came across friendly. And tone, of course, is very important when discussing different opinions.
我们曾经教过 on the other hand 这个使用的片语。On the other hand 就表示另一方面，这是用来表达一件事的两方面。今天呢，我们要看另一个片语 on the contrary。这个片语表示恰恰相反。举一个例子， Pauline 她先说，今天的天气太冷，不适合爬山。我可以回答， On the contrary, this cool weather is perfect for hiking。恰恰相反，这种天气最适合爬山。On the contrary 是用来表示先前的看法，天气不适合爬山是错的。On the contrary 是用来反驳前面提出的论调，也就是另外提出一个论调。而 on the other hand 是用于同一件事从不同的角度来看，两个片语是不同的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次很关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. This is the third and final day of a lesson all about Jane Addams. Now, we already learned about this kindergarten that has grown. It's called Whole House. Now, we also learned that as Christmas neared, or as Christmas grew closer, a lot of the children stopped coming. Why? Ah, that's right. They had to work in factories. Well, Jane Addams decided that these children needed to be protected. So what's she going to do about it? Let's find out in our next reading.
The Story of Jane Addams. The factory owners didn't like it, but in 1916, a child labor law was passed. Children under 14 could not work, and children under 16 could only work 8 hours a day. Jane never stopped trying to make changes. It was because of Jane that the first playground and more schools were constructed in Chicago. And partly because of Jane, women got the right to vote. In 1931, Jane was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. But what really made Jane happy was being a friend to the people around her.
OK, 接下来我们看 labor 这个不可数名词。Labor 在这里是指劳工。例如 cheap labor is one of the reasons why many industries set up their factories here. 廉价的劳工是许多企业来这里设厂的原因之一。或者是 skilled labor cannot be easily replaced. 高技术的劳工是没有办法轻易被取代的。Labor 也可以指劳动。例如 the old man is too weak for manual labor. 这个老人家身体太虚弱，没有办法从事体力劳动。最后我们看的是 construct 这个动词。S-T-R-U-C-T 这个字根有建造的意思，所以 construct 在这里是指建立或建构。例如 This city's subway system was constructed 50 years ago. 这个城市的地铁系统是50年前建造的。或者是 A person's values are constructed from childhood. 一个人的价值观是从童年的时候就开始构成的。 它的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 construction。例如 ,Bob works for a construction company. Bob 替一家建设公司工作。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Yes, yes, I am responding to the first sentence here. It says the factory owners didn't like it. I gotta say, Jane Addams wanted to make some changes, and that affected some factory owners. Of course, if you're going to make big changes somewhere, changes for the better,there are going to be some people who do not like it.
Mm-hmm. But in 1916, a child labor law was passed. Children under 14 could not work. And children under 16 could only work 8 hours a day. Now, this sounds like a very positive change, right?
It is, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a very positive change. So these children that were working 14 hours a day, 6 days a week...could no longer work.
Right. Children under 14 don't have to work. Children under 16 can only work 8 hours a day. Great. Okay, so these child labor laws are in place. Jane never stopped trying to make changes. As a matter of fact, it seemed like she was okay upsetting the status quo.
Hey, you know? Gabe, that's a great phrase for us to know.
Well, yes, it is.
Status quo.Now, what is the status quo? That just refers to the present situation.
Right, the existing conditions. Mm-hmm. Or I just think of the way things are right now, the policies that are in place, the rules that everyone is used to going by. That is the status quo. And if someone comes along and they try to change the status quo, people might not like it. You might say that they are upsetting or disturbing, disrupting,the status quo.
Or you can also say if you are okay with the status quo, nothing will ever change. Now, we could use status quo to refer to many different situations. It could be politics, or it could even refer to maybe a club that you have at school.
Okay, so what do you mean by a club that you have at school?
Well, like, for example, let's say the club is run a certain way. Uh-huh. You know, certain people are in leadership or, you know, you do certain things. You could say, I'm happy with the status quo of our club. I like what we're currently doing. I don't want to make any changes. Someone else might come along and say, actually, I'm not happy with the status quo. I think it would be better if we were doing more outreach, if we were more involved with the community. Let's make some changes.
All right. Well, of course, every time there is a new leader that comes along, things get changed a little bit, right? Maybe they upset the status quo by doing things in a new way. This happens all the time with a new president or the new leader of a country, right? So, friends, that is the status quo.Jane was not okay with the status quo. She didn't like things the way they were.
It was because of Jane that the first playground and more schools were constructed in Chicago. And partly because of Jane, women got the right to vote. That reminds me of another word we'd like to talk about. And
yeah,
that
Rebecca, do you agree with women's suffrage?
Do I agree with women's suffrage?
Women's suffrage, yes. What do you think of the idea of women's suffrage?
I do think that women do have a right to vote, or they should have a right to vote.
What does voting have to do with suffrage?
What does voting have? I mean, that's a big part. You know, women having the right to vote, women having equal rights as men, at least in the States.
That's right. Of course, friends, this is a new word that you don't see in your magazine, but that's the idea here. Suffrage is the right to vote. So, of course, we believe in women's suffrage. Women should have the right to vote. So, you see, women got the right to vote in our magazine. Now you know a new word to talk about it.
In 1931, Jane was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. But what really made Jane happy was being a friend to the people around her. And I hope that you are a friend to the people around you as well. But right now, it is time for us to go to a review skit.
All right. Right here. My turn.
Miss, Miss Jane Addams?
Yes?
You have been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, young man. That's a big, big honor.
So, tell me, Miss Addams, how did you become interested in helping the poor?
Well, as a child, I often traveled with my father on business. He adored me.
And?
Well, and one day, we visited a poor area. Papa told me the people there couldn't afford nice houses and clothes.
And how did that make you feel?
Like helping them. I thought to myself, when I grow up, I'm going to build an enormous house near these old houses. Then I can help these people.
And that's exactly what you did.
Yes. When I got older, I attended seminary. My classmate Ellen and I often talked about helping poor people.
And after seminary?
Well, I started medical school, but I had severe back pains. I had to quit.
Oh.
And I went to Europe to rest.
Oh, did Europe inspire you?
It did. In the slums of London, there was a settlement house. Poor people could go there and find friends. It was the house I had dreamed about.
So you searched until you found the whole house?
Yes.
Why Chicago, Miss Addams?
Well, there are immigrants from so many places in Chicago. I knew they must be lonely.
So you cleared and painted the old Hall Mansion?
Yes, and we invited children to come and play there. Someone even set up a kindergarten, and it grew.
And other projects were initiated, too.
That's right. And before long, Hull House was filled with people who laughed and talked and learned new things.
That's wonderful, Miss Addams. How did you become involved with laws to protect children?
Well, as Christmas neared, I noticed children stopped coming. I found out it was because they were working long hours in crowded factories. Huh.
So you fought for child labor laws?
I sure did.
And partly because of you, women got the right to vote.
That's true. And I still continue to make changes.
Good for you. And again, congratulations on the Nobel Prize.
Well, it's an honor. But what really makes me happy is being a friend to the people around me. Do you need a friend?
Well, one thing I know about Jane Addams, she liked to make waves.
What does that mean?
Oh, you're going to find out next time, friends, right here on
Studio Classroom.